members, anything else you'd like to raise? I have a list here of 10 co-opted members who have been co-opted to the three power forces. I think probably however on reading out all the details of the individuals and their background, what we'll do is we'll send the treasury to the members. I think that will be more appropriate. We'll circulate the list. Any other business? Anything people would like to raise? Good meeting, I think. Oh, just please.
I don't think that we can discuss this now, but then I would like to raise maybe two things that I think in previous discussions that that was my interest. One is I think that how could we, the housing commission, facilitate the organization of world-class events in the harbor, like you mentioned that the marathon yearly event, now because that happens in the harbor. Like you mentioned, there are the whole hour is full of yacht for one day, for once a year, and well, that scene would be attractive and beautiful and vibrant. And how could we facilitate these kind of events to be organized? And the second thing is about the reclamation issue, that now we have a law that forbids reclamation unless it's really overriding public need. Then I think we have some discussion just now touching on those issues, like we have no land, no new land to leverage, like we understand that when we need to put in new facilities and we actually have no new land to leverage on that. And like Margaret mentioned, well, maybe some reclamation could be justified, so to speak, to be good reclamation. And that, I think, was the first point also, because when we need to organize large-scale water events, then we need associated facilities on the land also. And right now, our plan, I think, does not cater for that need. So we may need to have new facilities for those water-related events. So these two issues may be worth discussing in future meetings.
Thank you. I agree. Winston, without putting you on the spot, I mean, this is very much obviously part of your life and part of your life going forward. We clearly, if we do have a discussion about sculpturing the waterfront in the future, if I may put it that way, and allowing limited facilities in the waterfront, obviously your society is key to this, and would you welcome an open discussion, or would you prefer to have a private discussion?
I shall welcome an open discussion. I already had private discussions with the Deputy Chair, very fruitful. It has been very much on our minds. The last thing that our society wants is to sterilize the harbor. However, the other extreme is that everything is for a good purpose. Which district doesn't need more land for a park or more car parking, lorry parking, and so on? So the demand for land is huge. It's valuable land. That's exactly why the law needs to be very strong and to stand very firm. So we need to have a very sensible and sensitive balance. On the one hand, preserving the harbor, and on the other hand, without sterilizing the progress of Hong Kong as an international city. So it's a very difficult issue. Actually, what has been occurring to me is that I may need a meeting with our Secretary for Justice to get their views on the matter. After all, it is his duty and his job to inform the law, not mine. So an exchange of views may be helpful.
Would it be appropriate to suggest that you might like to prepare a paper? For review by the Commission? And you can lead a discussion?
Yes, only on the condition that it will not be binding on our society. To see what, for example, we are working on an idea of proportionality, which means we have to balance the loss and damage to the harbour as against the need and benefit to the community. obviously, the more laws, the greater the need has got to be. But if you really retain this one special criteria, it would be nonsense to go through all these kind of procedures. So it's a matter of taking a sensible, common sense attitude. I'm very, gratified to have our deputy chair leading Hong Kong, that we can now discuss with mutual confidence. I think this is necessary to go the way ahead, without being too, obstructive, and without the government being too aggressive. So again, it's a balance. Thank you.
I think the discussion paper, and if you can delete the discussion, we'd be very grateful.
If I may be committed to bring my
he has been
on a very friendly basis. I'll feel more comfortable.
Right.
And of course, perhaps...
whatever you do, we'll match, all right?
We don't have to be fair. Thank you.
Why should not the commission be the arbiter,
Mr. Chairman?
Arbiter
what?
And what not is good regulation.
Well, let's look out with his discussion paper. That's what conclusion.
The arbiter has got to be. We can't find that.
Could we put it on the agenda for the next meeting?
I need to have more time.
Okay. When you're ready.
So the first point that Franklin has mentioned, in fact, we have this experience of working with a group to bring in a mega event, which is the regatta, the Louis Vuitton regatta, to the extent that we have facilitated the use of a piece of land, which is PSN and 9 and 10, because they need a land site piece of land to put up all these things and so on. And the government has also been forthcoming to offer a mega event fund grant, but they pull out at the last minute because this regatta has a schedule of its own company. They need to compete with the Americans and so on and so on. So just to assure you that we are very watchful of those type of international events that will make use of our waters and our Victoria Harbour, and that's why we already have established mechanism. The yacht club will normally come to us if they have that sort of thing. They need a bit of facilitation from the various government departments, and we already had an experience with one of those, so you don't need to worry. It is really that whether we are sufficiently attractive for that sort of boat events is something that I'm not too sure, because this thing that I've been working with them for over a year. And then suddenly they told us that they cannot come because of something happening in America.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to raise?
Well, thank you very much. Only 5 minutes over.
Well done.
Thank you.